In 2012, the Michigan legislature passed an act that allowed for the formation of the Regional Transit Authority of Southeast Michigan. When the RTA was formed a year later, the idea was that it would oversee transit in Metro Detroit and one day operate a rapid transit service in the area. About a decade later, a multi-county rapid transit system hasn't been funded, but the RTA continues to exist. Harmony Lloyd has been the chief operating officer of the RTA since September. She tells WDET's Laura Herberg that the authority funnels federal and state funding to transit providers in Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties.
So people know them as SMART and DDOT and Ann Arbor Transit. So we work with those providers to distribute the money to them. We also work closely with them in the planning of new projects, pilot projects, and look to ways to help them enhance their services.
And so I want to ask you about some of the projects that the RTA has been working on. Let's talk about D2A2, the bus service that runs from Detroit to Ann Arbor. What is that service and when did it launch?
Well, D2A2 is an express route that runs from downtown Detroit to Ann Arbor. It runs all day, every day, and it has been enormously popular with our riders. It originally started in March of 2020, which we know wasn't a great time to start a new service. So we made the decision to stop services, and then it restarted in early 2022 and has been running since then.
And is ridership for that service where it needs to be?
We are thrilled with the ridership numbers that we have seen this fall. Each month has increased, and right now we're about between 4,000 and 5,000 riders a month, which is fantastic. We hope in the coming year that we can get somewhere up around 8,000 to 10,000 riders a month.
And if someone is interested in using that service, what do they need to know?
It is $8 for a fare one way, but if you go on to d2a2.com, you can pre-order your ticket, and then it's only $6 for the fare. On the website, it has the schedule. We run, like I said, beginning at 5:45 in the morning every hour until 11:30 at night. So it's very convenient and a great option for people that travel between Detroit and Ann Arbor.
And it's my understanding that it's just a pilot right now. Is that correct? And if so, is there a date when the service might end or be reevaluated?
It is a pilot. However, we because there's been so much interest, the RTA is very committed to finding additional funding to keep the service going.
Okay. And then some folks may already know this, that the Smart Bus, the suburban bus system, has offered service to the airport on the 261 Fast Bus since 2018. But that service makes a couple stops and takes longer than an hour from downtown Detroit. Now the RTA has funding to pilot an express bus to the airport. Can you talk about that?
Sure. We have heard repeatedly that people were looking for transportation options to the airport. And so we weren't looking to in any way compete with SMART, but we wanted to enhance or offer another option for people. And this fall, there was some funding released through the bipartisan infrastructure law. It's called the Carbon Reduction Program. And so RTA applied for that funding and was successful to create a airport express route that would run from downtown to the airport, and it would run similar to D2A2, so likely on the expressway, and it would not make the stops like the current route that SMART runs on Michigan Avenue. So ending up in the same location, but offering a little bit different and shorter travel time to the users of the service.
And when is that service expected to start, and how much will it cost?
So we are still in the planning stages. We just learned that we received the grant and are working through those initial steps. And then plan to use this year to plan out the service, to work through questions like how much the fare will be and exactly what times it'll run. And then we hope to have it launched by the end of 2023 or very early in 2024.
So it sounds like you still have some planning to do, but do you have an estimate on how long the ride might take from downtown Detroit to the airport?
Our goal is to get it into a time frame similar to if you were driving a car, so around 30 minutes, 25 to 35 minutes.
And so the RTA exists, but it's not fully funded yet. Can you remind us what the options are in terms of getting the RTA fully funded?
So as many people know, in 2016, the RTA did go in front of the voters for a millage, and very narrowly that was defeated. However, we've been sustainable through grant funding and support from both the Federal Transit Administration and the Michigan Department of Transportation, but those are temporary sources. So we continue to look at ways that we can have a sustainable long-term source. I don't know that we will be on the ballot at this point. That's something our board of directors is working through. And as they make those decisions, then, the public will share it with the public.